Savitri, Book 7, The Book of Yoga, Canto 5, The Finding of the Soul, from the middle of page 526 to 527. A joy in the world, her master movement here. The passion of the game lighted her eyes. A smile on her lips welcomed earth's bliss and grief. A laugh was her return to pleasure and pain. All things she saw as a masquerade of truth, disguised in the costumes of ignorance, crossing the years to immortality, all she could front with the strong spirit's peace. But since she knows the toil of mind and life, as a mother feels and shares her children's lives, she puts forth a small portion of herself, a being no bigger than the thumb of man, into a hidden region of the heart, to face the pang and to forget the bliss, to share the suffering and endure earth's wounds and labor mid the labor of the stars. This in us laughs and weeps, suffers the stroke, exults in victory, struggles for the crown. Identified with the mind and body and life, it takes on itself their anguish and defeat, bleeds with fate's whips and hangs upon the cross, yet is the unwounded and immortal self supporting the actor in the human scene. Through this, she sends us her glory and her powers, pushes to wisdom's heights, through misery's gulfs. She gives us strength to do our daily task, and sympathy that partakes of others' grief, and the little strength we have to help our race. We, who must fill the role of the universe, acting itself out in a slight human shape, and on our shoulders carry the struggling world. This in us, the Godhead small and marred, in this human portion of divinity, she seats the greatness of the soul in time to uplift from light to light, from power to power, till on a heavenly peak it stands, a king. In body weak, in its heart an invincible might, it climbs stumbling, held up by an unseen hand, a toiling spirit in a mortal shape. Here in this chamber of flame and light they met. They looked upon each other, knew themselves, the secret deity and its human part, the calm immortal and the struggling soul. Then with a magic transformation's speed, they rushed into each other and grew one. Once more, she was human upon earthly soil, in the muttering night amid the rain-swept woods and the rude cottage where she sat in trance. That subtle world withdrew deeply within, behind the sun veil of the inner sight. But now the half-opened lotus bud of her heart had bloomed and stood disclosed to the earthly ray, in an image shown revealed her secret soul.